man has a universal desire to pray. In Psalm 42 and verse 1, David wrote, "As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." Prayer, of course, is a privilege that God gives to his children. And therefore, every Christian should desire to pray so that God will hear and will answer his or her prayer. The disciples came to Jesus in Luke, the 11th chapter and verse 1, and they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." We ought to be like those disciples and learn to pray. As we look at the scriptures, we know that there are three basic keys to prayer. First, we are to pray to God the Father. Jesus' example of prayer was to the Father, John the 17th chapter. And when the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, he taught them, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," Luke 11 and verse 2 and following, and Matthew 6 verses 9 and following. And therefore, we should pray to the Father as Jesus did and as Jesus taught. The second key to prayer is to be done by the authority of Jesus. Paul said in Colossians 3 and verse 17, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Colossians 3, verse 17. Certainly prayer would fit into that category of whatsoever you do in word or deed. And therefore prayer ought to be done in the name of or by the authority of our Lord Jesus. In John 14 and verse 14, Jesus says, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." The third key to prayer is that it is to be done according to the will of God. And whatsoever you ask and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22. In the same epistle, John would continue on in chapter 5 and verse 14. "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. Peter said it this way in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." A person cannot live a godless life and expect God to hear his or her prayer. So there are three basic keys to prayer. We're to pray to God the Father, by the authority of Jesus, according to his will. Do you tap into the greatest resource known to man? Do you pray to God the Father, according to the will, his will, and by the authority of Jesus? I hope you do, and I encourage you to keep on praying as God has directed.